Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Than seven people there.
There's,
I'd say. Yeah, between thank, 7 and 10. Very loud people.
Thank guys. This is so
guys.
This is coming to you live from
the London Podcast Festival, which is at King's Place, and you can follow it hashtag London Podfest. You can go on Twitter at King's Place London and follow all and go and see everything because there's loads of great stuff on.
There's a fantastic lineup.
As well, obviously, we're the best, yes. I'd say. But there's also others that are excellent.
The Beef and Dairy podcast are here.
Oh my God, I love the Beef and Dairy.
I know.
Has anyone listened to the Beef and Dairy podcast? It's so great.
They're here.
They're great.
Griefcast. Griefcast. Hello from Magic Tavern.
You've been looking at the programme.
Yeah. Well, I was going to try and see what else was on at the same time as us so I could make a good gag about how I was going to that now instead of, but then there was nothing on.
And you just explained the gag.
Yep.
So, so today we're doing how to be happy. And what we've done is we've asked everybody who's come in today write down their happiness thing. I think the weird thing is normally we have a mic in front of us, and because we've got pin mics on, I feel very awkward. But anyway, we've got all lovely things that make people happy that we're going to kind of dip into during the show. Actually, should we maybe do a few now just to kind of
I would like to begin by just discussing how massive the topic is.
Yes, yeah, too big, I'd say.
If anything, too large.
Yes.
And it had been on our list for a long time, and it felt like a very wishy-washy, like,
go into a field.
Yeah. And we wanted to explore it and talk about
go
it.
Go into a field.
And we wanted to go in the field.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So this is coming to you live from a field.
From a field. And it's not a question that we can fully answer, but I think it's something that you can certainly explore.
Yes.
And hopefully leave the room and leave your ears, if you're listening at home, feeling a little bit happier and a little bit. So, for example, it can be as simple as clean bed sheets and new pajamas.
Ooh,
for example,
yeah,
actually,
right.
That when I don't wash my bed sheets, that does make me feel incredibly sad. Is that my phone? It's my phone, guys.
Oh,
that is awful. Come on, Stevie. Right.
Somebody's written the weird noise that pops out when you stretch in the morning.
Okay. See a doctor, which will also make you happy.
Guys, out of where? That pops out of where? That pops out.
Who is that? I'm like,
oh wow, hi.
What do you mean
pops
so
out?
Dora, out your mouth. So you wake up and then something pops out your mouth.
Oh, that noise.
Oh! I think we took it to mean that something had literally popped out of you.
That's a really lovely one.
That's a
lovely
one. A lot nicer than we thought it was. That's good. And you have the mic for the rest of the show now. So. Saying hello to a cat. Any cat, my own or any cat in the street. Especially if they sniff my fingers and I let one give them a nugget. A nugget? Okay, I don't know what that... it doesn't say a nut. Okay, who said this? What's the last word? A nuggy. What's that?
Oh,
okay. I don't have cats, so I don't... What's... Oh, that's nice. Repeat what the last word is for people.
A nuggy.
A nuggy. And that's apparently when you put your knuckles in someone's head? A cat? A cat's head. Put your knuckles in a cat's head. Also, I think we're actually done here now.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's amazing, thank you.
And this one is sunsets after a cold, crisp winter day.
Oh, very hygge.
Such hygge. They've drawn a little heart, a little heart emoji. That is a really lovely one.
That's a lovely one. A few more, and then we'll crack on. Oh, the Halloween Lush range. Very specific.
That's
but it's quite good, isn't it? isn't it? Because you just all go to Lush, I guess, and you're happy.
Off we go,
whereas
guys.
Sometimes you can't find a sunset on a crisp winter field. I've just put field in there.
Yeah.
Inserted a field.
That's so great. No, this one was Making a Stranger Laugh, which is such a nice one.
It
what
is
a
nice.
Lovely one.
That is great.
Oh, God. I already feel $1 million.
I do too.
But should we do some? You haven't got an adult thing. My adult thing is that I bought some shoes and I feel the bee's knees in them.
It's an adult thing to do for you, though, because there was that period of time where you bought the last shoes that you bought and you didn't wear them for like 6 months because you were so panicked. And when I saw them, I was like, what are these shoes? They've got jets on them? Like, what? They were just incredibly normal white trainers. Just so normal and lovely, but you couldn't wear them because you were so stressed out.
And then I wore them to death,
yes.
Those ones, after I crested out of that initial fear of not wearing my white trainers, and I wore them too much, and then they're ruined. And then the other day, a cool boy said, what's wrong with your trainers?
No, he's not a cool boy, he's a dick boy.
Yeah. And I was like, well, they're quite cool. And he was like, no, they're just...
Oh, God! that's a horrifying day you've had. But now you've got your next
right, here are my new... And they're really bright white, everyone. My dad will be furious because he says only dentists wear white trainers. I think it's
doesn't
a really...
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's
do they wear what? Do they wear white trainers?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like
why?
Really... It's a really... like namby-pamby thing to wear white trainers, because how can you run from the run?
How can you run anything in white trainers?
How can you get anything done?
Is it really no, I understand.
Anyway, so he'll be furious, so I'm never going to show him. And also I'm going to try and keep them shiny white.
Already you've set yourself up for a crashing failure.
I know.
You can just pop them in the washing machine.
I know, everywhere I go I'm going to wear those blue museum.
I think that's excellent. I think that's a really strong... So does anyone have an adult thing they would like to share in this very casual room?
Don't be shy, because I know some of you are so excited, and I'm sorry we took away the anonymity of being able to...
It was my fault. I did it.
Somebody's
like,
written here on their ticket, located safety pins in-house to make dress appropriate for work event. Oh,
wow.
Bloody
that's excellent.
Hell.
How did you make it more appropriate? Did you just hoik it up? Hoik that neckline down?
The boobs were out.
Perfect.
You did so well. After a year and a half of moving to London, I finally registered with a new doctor and dentist and made an eye test appointment.
What? Too much. I think that's too
bloody
much.
Hell.
Go on,
we've set the bar low. Go on. Has anyone
I don't even
got
think
one
I've been
like
to the dentist
share?
Ever. Go on.
Yes.
Okay, so we have two. We'll take
Dora. Go get that nice lady.
That one first. Then,
Tuesday, and I did any makeup to work with no false impressions or expectations to my new work colleagues of what I look like.
That's excellent. That's really strong. Very strong. Well, that's excellent. Well done.
Yeah,
well
I'm
done.
So thrilled.
Over there, I think.
Welcome to group therapy, everyone.
Yes.
who would like to go next?
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
It's really boring.
No.
No,
stop
I don't
that.
Think it's boring.
Stop that. And start again confidently.
I renewed my home insurance in time.
Bloody
hell.
I don't even know what that means. That's so good.
I don't know what that means.
But great. That must be adult. I don't know what home insurance is. Think lower. Go lower. There was one at the back there as well.
A
person.
Week's notice. Hello. And managed to find a nice flat and didn't say yay to the first one I saw.
Wow! Well done. You're smashing it.
And now, is your flat nice now?
Nice flat? Yes! That's even better. Right, so should we delve into happiness things?
Any more burning ones? Just checking.
Okay, sorry, no.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm
Jessica,
so sorry.
I could
sorry.
See there was a tension. Look. And somebody was sat on something and they were not going to be able to relax.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Go on, do it. Yes! That's really great. Picking up, and you think you can.
And you think you
and
can
it takes
as well.
Longer.
You think, like...
Yeah.
That's done.
And then you don't know what to do with it. Yeah,
I got that. That's done.
Oh,
yeah.
So excellent.
That's fantastic. Well done, you.
Well done. Right, so should we get into happiness?
Absolutely.
Thing? Now, you've been doing some research on some spheres, which sounds... Do you want to kick off with the test?
I'd love to
spheres.
Tell you about my spheres. So this is something that I got quite obsessed with a few years ago.
Mm.
And it was introduced to me probably by someone quite spiritual at a party, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm in. I'm 100% in. And I just want to look up this special word. Is a trifecta?
Yes, that's a word.
Okay, it's called the trifecta of fulfillment.
Oh, bloody hell. Sounds a bit much, if I'm honest.
And it is a three-way Venn diagram. Okay. Can you imagine one of those?
Yes, fully.
And then...
yeah, no problem with that.
No problem.
I'm fine.
The trifecta of fulfillment, and it is financial stability, creative stability, romantic stability.
Okay.
And those are the three things. And so if you can find that like center point of the Venn diagram, because maybe you have like a wonderful partner but no job and no
house.
No house. no life. So those are the three.
No then, life. No life. We've got no life, so it's
so sad. Then it became somebody made it, it was originally three, and then somebody made it six things.
Oh,
and the
God.
Six things were romantic fulfillment, shelter,
yes,
financial stability,
yes,
monetary fulfillment, creative outlet, social outlet. And that looks like a hot five.
And the sixth one was...
A failed!
Being a failed! Okay, so then the idea of that if you kind of manage to fill as many of those as possible,
yeah,
because I don't think anyone's going to be able to ever fulfill all of those
at
the same time. And even if you do, I was talking to somebody the other day because I had a week, like the week before last, where I had the flat to myself. I did like 2 days of work, which was quite good. And then the rest of the days, I sort of had some sleeps. I read Harry Potter. I saw some friends I hadn't seen in a while. And then my friend asked me how I was, and I was like, I don't know, really. Like, and what happened was I was fine.
Yeah.
And I think I was happy.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how it felt, and I felt quite anxious.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this feeling?
Yeah.
And I think it was contentment and happiness, and maybe I'd just hit off some of them Venn diagrams. And I think the idea then, I was like, wow, I felt very like I'd, hit upon something huge that everyone hits upon and isn't huge, is that we're chasing this thing all the time. And then when it gets to it, you're just like, oh yeah, that, when you're in it, you don't realise it's happened.
No.
And then you only realise the week later when you're not, and you're like, oh, this is sadness.
Yeah, so it's a huge...
So happiness is the absence of sadness, is what I'm saying. It's horribly depressing.
You've touched on... something massive.
Oh my God.
Which is this idea that we are chasing all of these things. And
yeah,
so if you don't, because definitely there was a period in my life when I didn't, I think I was so obsessed with these six fears because I didn't have any of them.
Right.
I'd recently been dumped.
Oh.
I didn't have a job. I didn't have any money. I certainly didn't have any passions. No, like I didn't have anywhere to, you know, I didn't have
a creative outlook.
And I'm sure, and I was still, if I'd really tried, I would have been like, well, I still have nice family and nice friends, but it didn't, I was like...
At the time, like, I've got nothing.
I've got absolutely nothing, everything's
yeah,
ruined. And then when you sort of put those things in place and you realise that the more that it feels good doing a couple, and then when you've got more and more, you get to this, you sort of, basically it's that study that there is a, you're going to have to help me,
a ceiling?
Ceiling on the amount of, well done.
A ceiling? No, I don't think that deserves anything. Go on.
A ceiling on how much money you can make and that, oh my goodness. Come on, guys.
Come on.
Stick with it. There is a, this is on you here. Okay, so there is a going up correlation graph between happiness and amount of money.
Yeah.
And it continues to go up quite solidly when you're making money and then you get to
happy, happy, happy.
And then it reaches a ceiling and it plateaus.
So any more money you make, you won't get any more happy.
Yes.
You'll just be like, well, I guess I can buy another boat.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You've hit upon it, exactly.
Ceiling, boat.
You're doing
nailing it.
Okay. So there is, while we're like, oh, get the stuff, and actually that chase is actually quite thrilling and quite satisfying and you have all these dreams and all this stuff and then actually you get there, you reach that ceiling and actually it's not like, oh, and done, tick, now I'm happy person.
I suppose I'm happy now forever
and
because I've got
forever.
All the things.
And if you ever get a chance, if you're ever feeling low, there is this absolutely fantastic, it's Tim Minchin doing a valedictorian speech at his old university. Tim Minchin is this amazing Australian comedian and he wrote Matilda. He's wonderful. And...
Roald Dahl...
Sorry, he wrote.
I'm sorry. I realised I didn't want to
you.
Crush your dreams, but
your support means the world.
Thank you.
He did write the musical.
Oh yeah, that. Thank you. That's why I was like, you can't have got that wrong. So there must be another element.
But
to
that's
it.
So kind of you to be like, I won't tell her.
She looks, I'll half tell her, but
she looks
worse.
So happy to say it. He wrote the musical Matilda.
Oh wow!
Famously,
good
Roald
for
Dahl
him.
To Matilda. He
good
translated to the stage.
Did he also do another musical? Like a queen, it doesn't matter. This is not for now.
Which were you thinking of?
We Will Rock You. That's not him, is it?
I think that's Ben Elton.
Yes, fine.
Is he in?
Ben!
Was that somebody backing me up there?
Yeah.
This is
great. She's still crocheting.
The crochet lady.
Yes, it was Ben Elton.
Yes, that's Ben Elton. Yes.
That's knitting.
I've been, yes.
Go on.
Tim Minchin does this speech at his old university.
Yeah.
He goes back, he's wearing the mortarboard with the tassel, and he does this fantastic speech in which he says, have small dreams. Like, do not, or if you make your dreams so massive that by the time you, it takes all your life to achieve them, and by the time you look on the pointlessness of what you have achieved, you'll be so close to death it won't matter anyway.
Oh, so uplifting.
And it is, it makes such a good point, which is like, don't have these massive things that you attempt to achieve, because when you get there, you'll be like, oh, it
I've got
nothing.
That thing.
And he says, instead invest in the tiny pursuit of miniature happinesses.
So little steps.
Little tiny things.
And then you'll get to the big thing.
Yes.
Because you'll be making, yeah, my friend wrote a book. And sort of a little bit before, so now all my friends have written books now. It's incredibly irritating. I can't tell you how annoying it is. But the it's my like equivalent of all my friends are having babies. They're not, they're just writing books. And the she wrote, she was a little bit earlier than when everyone else all in my friendship group started working on books. So I was really fascinated with how it felt to like, your name is on it, you've written, it's in Waterstones. And she was like, yeah, I've worked on it for like 2 years. And when it came out, I was just a bit like, right, well, I guess what's the next thing? I was like, that is so depressing. Like, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that finally you were...
Finally it felt
you
good.
You felt satisfied, and you were never satisfied until death. That is true. But I think if you accept that, then you can do the little things.
Yeah, once you can get... Once you change your mindset away from that, because the rate of clinical depression and real bleak feelings among gold medal-winning athletes is so catastrophic. Because nobody's... You have this... You've built for all of your life, or certainly the last, like, 8 years, you've been building to this moment, and you win, and finally you're there, and you're on the podium. And then the, like, Après the Olympics. We've all had that. You know, it's so crushing because it's like, well, now what? And it doesn't feel...
Yeah, the anticlimax would be
because
huge.
We are this like chase. We want to chase. We want to go and go after stuff. And then when we've got it, we're like, no.
They say that about like football players, because they are so. It's such an early career end. It's like in their 30s, and then they've had so much money and so much success, or not success, but relative to the average person, like so much success.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, okay, bye. And they're like, well, what do I do now? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I spent my whole life doing that one thing. So I think maybe not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Not putting all your eggs in one basket, and also just like making small omelets along the way or something.
Oh, little tapas omelets.
And so be all tiny tapas omelets and be a gold medal winning athlete. Go and achieve all those amazing dreams.
Okay.
But don't take...
I will!
Go! But don't believe... And go and do it, but always know in your mind that there is never going to be that moment where you're like, tick.
So happiness is that, or what's that quote by John Lennon? What's that quote by John Lennon? I have no idea. Happiness is what other people do. I actually don't know what it is. But I think it's something like happiness is what, life is what happens when you're making other plans.
Yes.
And I think that's very nice, because I think that's like, you think, well, when I do that, my life's going to start. When I get that, well, I don't have a boyfriend now, but when I do, then it'll be sorted,
good.
Or a job, or more money, or and actually, then you'll look back and go, oh no, that was the life bit. The life was going like, oh, I'd like this, and trying to get it. And oh, I'd like this. And so once, the quicker that you understand that, the quicker you can be happy, because you're happy along the way rather than the way.
Absolutely. In my auntie's downstairs bathroom, there used to be this like bullshit embroidered...
There's a photographer roaming around, in case anyone listening at home doesn't know why we just went silent. And did you think the same thing as I did, which was, let's do an incredible pose that makes no sense?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I was going to do a crab. But
well, show the people your crab.
No, because I'm
then.
Wearing a skirt. Specifically, so I didn't do a crab. That's the only thing.
Every day, I'm like, not today, Steve. Not a crab. Yes, my auntie's downstairs bathroom had this bullshit embroidered... she doesn't listen, but she this embroidered frame that said, chasing happiness is like chasing butterflies. You can't catch it in a net, but if you stand still, one will come and rest on your shoulder.
God, you got that quote out so quickly.
Yeah, for somebody who's never said that out loud and hasn't thought about it for 20 years.
And
I was
it's
like,
bullshit.
That came
That's amazing.
Absolutely to the fore. Obviously, I think about that every day. but I do think, and while thinking at the time, as a kid, I looked at it and I was like, well, stupid thing to have in your bathroom. But and I...
Just a judgy kid.
I was a difficult child, and now, and I stand by it being silly, but I do think it is exactly right that you can't. Happiness is such a, you know,
nebulous, my favorite word,
and ethereal and nonsense thing that you can't chase it. Or you can't. You can try and get these fantastic achievements and wonderful things that you want to do, but don't believe there's ever going to be that feeling on the side of it. I remember the thing about the book. I think is such a good point, because once you're actually looking at the book or whatever it is that you're trying to do, by the time you actually look at it, it's taken such a long time to get there. I remember years ago, I'd wrote this article about tights. Remember that thing?
It
about
was a good article.
Well,
yeah,
so
solid
much.
Article.
Thank you so much.
That's
thank
good.
You for your support.
sorry. Overwhelmed by the slightest.
Just such a lovely day.
Are you pregnant? I'm sorry. Go on. No. We'll talk about that later. Imagine if that was your adult thing. I'm pregnant.
Just so everyone knows, and this is how I would reveal it. Just as I would make it was a lie. It was for all of you, and you would be the first to tell. Before
and
I
I'd
told.
Edit it out. And you.
You.
So then all the subsequent podcasts would make no sense. You make all these references. Sorry, that was my own little fantasy thing.
I can't even remember what my point was.
Oh, no, it was good, I'm sure. Okay, well, we can move on, and then if you think about it, just go, ooh, and then we can
I think it
to.
Was that I wrote this thing about tights, and then Caitlin Moran tweeted me.
Yes,
and
she did.
I remember being so... I came in the morning, and I remember lying in my bed being like, bloody hell, and feeling like, well, the bee's knees, because...
She said the article was good. She didn't go like, that article's bollocks.
Yeah, she was like, well, who's wearing this piece of shit? It was just a stupid thing about black winter tights, and she tweeted it, and then said it was nice. And I remember thinking so vividly that feeling, I was like, whoa-wee, was because never had I dreamed... Guys, never had I dreamed of Caitlin Moran. That wasn't one of my dreams.
Yeah,
so it wasn't
yeah.
like, I worked for this for ages in the hope that she would. It wasn't like...
it would be an odd dream for Caitlin Moran to tweet.
Yeah, it's such a weird dream.
It's quite easy to achieve.
It was just such a nice thing that came out of the blue.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And so those
yeah.
tiny things, I think, like, you know...
Because you were doing something that you really liked doing, which was writing, and then people...
I did it for its own accord, and so the fact that somebody said something nice was such a lovely boast, but it wasn't the...
That's a good point, because I think that's the difference there, isn't it? It's doing... You want to aim to do stuff that you absolutely love that will make you happy, rather than aiming for success and fame.
Yes.
You want to not... You don't want to aim for, like, everyone in my job loves me and I'm the best. Like, you want to aim for, like, I love what I'm doing. And then everything else will sort of... You'll just attract good stuff if you do that. So we are talking about how you can't ever be happy, essentially.
Yeah.
But we're not saying that, because I think we're saying that then the focus now shifts... Rather than, like, how can I get the thing that will make me happy? It's how can I be happy every day?
Yes.
How can I do like little things? There's a lot of like bullshit articles like go into a field or like the self-care thing, which is not bullshit, but I think it can stray into like, you know, be a dick, never see your friends, and have a bath all the time.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if that's going to make me feel better. I'm fully honest. I've tried the very obvious self-care stuff, and it just makes it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But I think there are like the big things like. I know this is the most boring thing ever, but essentially, I've read a lot of stuff about what will make you happier and function better in the kind of day-to-day. Mm-hmm. And things like sleeping more is the one that all science says. I haven't slept for a few days. Guys, no, I have, but I just had like... And I've just been like a dick for the last 2 days. Not to test, I've been quite nice to you, haven't I? Oh, no, I've been really
bad.
It's like a pantomime, guys, come on. Oh, see, look, I'm a dick. But I've just been very short and a bit like, you know, shut up, a bit like pissed off a lot easy. And it's so difficult to be happy when you haven't slept properly. And I think we did a podcast episode on it. I think it came out last week, I think, the sleeping episode. And I think... It's just incredibly important we don't take enough time to focus on it. We go, yeah, fine, I'll sleep well, but what's the thing that's going to make me happy? And you're like, no, that bit that you've gone, yeah, fine. Like when people go, like, drink loads of water, and you're like, I don't know
water. Yeah, but what else?
Like, yes, like, but you will be dehydrated. Yeah. You will find it difficult to cope if you haven't slept, you haven't drank water, so do it.
Yeah.
But it takes quite a lot of effort, and I think those things... like literally every single, the fact that every single scientific study on happiness mentions it has to be, it has to be something, otherwise, and then the other thing is to spend more time with friends and family and to spend more time on experiential things rather than monetary based things. So rather than be like, cool, I'll just work really hard so eventually I'll get all that money, be like, I'll use the money I have to go, actually I will go on holiday, even though technically I could use that money for something, you know, better. Because for years, I never went on holiday. Because I was like, well, obviously not. Like, I'll pay my rent. And then one year, I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to go for just like a little weekend.
Yeah.
It's not, I can make up the money. I'll figure out a way of working overtime that will do that. And it's kind of prioritizing yourself a little bit more.
The amazing, this guy called Joel Golby, who's a writer for Vice, and he's so fantastic. And he wrote this, when all those articles came out about, like, how to save for a mortgage, you know, yeah. I did it by not having an avocado. And you're like, yeah. Get out.
Tessa just did a wanking symbol, just so we're all aware.
It's such nonsense. And also, always in those articles, it says, like, I moved back home with my boyfriend Oliver, and his parents and mine combined gave us £75,000.
Yeah, that's how you did it. That's how you did it.
And then, like, and then also, we added £1,000 that we saved on sandwiches. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
And so
sorry if anyone here is going, that is me.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Fantastic.
We are bitter.
Well done. Yeah. That is fantastic. But also, don't pretend in the, like, you can do it by saving on these things.
Yes.
And Joel, like, did this brilliant bit of maths and, like, wrote up this graph that was like, if you make all your coffees at home, if you make only sandwiches, if you never go out for lunch, if you only eat, like, a piece of bread and butter for a year and you don't go out and you don't party.
You get no birthday parties.
You go to no birthday parties, you don't go on holiday. You say, you know, you can do it. You can save
£3,000. But
will you want to? What is the point? It's like, yeah, go ahead. We are of a generation that aren't able to do a lot of the base level grown-up things that the previous generation did. A lot of us, like, are having babies later and, you know, can't afford to and do those things. So it's like, yeah, go, let's do all the fun stuff. Let's have miniature adventures all the time and have a nice sandwich. Like, stop this.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
sort
feel
of
guilty because you've brought an avocado.
Hair vest wearing sort of.
Hair vest wearing?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
This one for the old school fans of the
vests?
Monks used to wear those vests with the horrible hair.
Okay. So you're saying one for the fans of the old monks?
Anyone backing me up? Yes, yeah, yeah. The crochet lady, she's coming.
She's backing everything up. I think that's what we've
got. So the monks, as a way of, like, self-flagellation, like, puritanical thing to do, they would only eat, like, a husk of bread, and they wore these horrible, like, boar hair vests inside out. They would be itchy and horrible. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it's a real, like, oh, self-flagellated, puritanical thing to do.
Yes.
And you don't have to, you know, it is possible to be like, I'm having, you know, people, you see people buying sandwiches or whatever, being like, oh, I should get this shitty one, even though they want that thing. You're like, have it, like, live your life. Sometimes I think about it all the time, because once it was 50p more expensive to get a lemonade, and I was like, well, I shouldn't do that. And our friend Liz went, oh, live your life, have a lemonade.
It's become like a catchphrase now that we say constantly.
I think about it all the time. Like, where would that 50p be? Like, who cares? Just do it.
Well, you were tap water Tessa for a while because she couldn't justify buying a drink in a bar, if we're fully honest, because she was just like, well, the tap water's free, so don't mind me.
That was me for a long time.
So, like, experience things, and that doesn't have to be like, I'm not literally saying if you can't afford to rent, go on holiday. That'd be a dreadful thing to say, and not true. But you can spend time with friends. You can, like, prioritize that over, like, well, I've got to work overtime and I've got to, you know, like, well, I haven't achieved this goal, so I don't deserve to go to that thing until I've achieved it. And I think you can hermit yourself away, and that is, according to Harvard, not a good idea. And I won't be going any deeper into that study because it's too long and it's boring. One that's similar, that, like, all of the stupid stuff that we say comes from a kernel of truth. So the field does come from getting outside more. It says happiness. This is balls. It says happiness is maximised at 57 degrees. It doesn't say Fahrenheit or Celsius.
Dealer's choice.
Try both and then see which one. I suppose it hurts the most. Apparently we're all happier in the summer. I disagree, because I actually am happier in the winter. I mean, why am I reading out this study? It's obviously balls. But I think getting out and kind of perspective, I think that's the gist of it, is that especially in London, you can kind of go for days and days and days and you don't see a horizon or a tree or an animal other than, like, the saddest fox and the pigeon, and then the fox starts eating the pigeon, and then you're like, ah, nature. Something that I did see recently. It was horrible. I thought about Instagram storing it and then thought, no! And that is awful. You shouldn't give them some privacy. I didn't help the pigeon. But the idea that you don't get to be reminded of what it is to be human, which isn't being in the city, working 9 to 5, being too tired.
With this blinkered, like, the work will...
Social media,
the,
like,
work will set me free. Like, I'll get, you know, once I'm through this will get me out.
And you see, like, on trains and stuff, and everyone's got, like, everyone's on their phone, and everyone's like, I'm just so inward in big cities. And I think getting out a little bit is, because you go home to Oxfordshire when you're feeling like, ugh, it's all too much. You go home and see the sky for a bit.
Yeah.
And I think you have to remember what it feels like to breathe proper air and to see a mountain. I think that's
Mouse.
Absolutely.
Go
and
see
they are
mouse.
In Oxfordshire, the Mouses. Yeah, I'm not very good at geography.
No.
The Himalayas in Oxfordshire. So, have I jumped over your spheres thing? I felt like
you haven't, no, at all. The spheres is, no.
The spheres is whatever you want the spheres to be.
The spheres is whatever you want the spheres to be. Excellent. It was merely a starting point of, like, you... me coming from a place where I didn't have any of those things, and I was so aware of that. But also the discovery, like, even when they are all sort of there, that realizing that that Venn diagram center point that everyone's like hunting for, there is that is at it, and even if you do ever get there, it's never truly. It's not.
Yeah,
like
it's very unlikely that all of those things, those six things, the one that is rogue and we don't know what it is, but let's imagine, is it like?
What's that final one?
A dog.
Yeah, probably a dog.
It's very unlikely that they're all going to be. Not only are you going to have them, but they're all going to be great. That's the thing as well. You might have all those things, but you like one. You know, you might have a shit boyfriend or something. You're like,
yeah,
well, I've
exactly.
got one, but it's not great.
And exactly.
or like, you know, a sad dog. I don't know.
And we're sort of we're all I'm realizing I think that maybe that you shouldn't. We're also like, oh, when I'm on my boat with Ben Elton. In
a little insight into what Tessa's aims are.
Yeah. then it'll finally be all right. But really, you're like, oh, maybe the sort of the scrappy years are the good bit. Maybe that's the chasing.
I mean,
energy.
Not like the real scrappy years.
No.
They're shit.
The one out of the scrappy.
One out, yeah. The first time you, I think, yeah, there's that thing as well of people who have everything, what do they do? A sort of a family friend of ours is very, very, very wealthy, and my mum tells me this thing where like she went in, she liked a coat, so she went in and bought every one of those coats in all the different colours. She was like, well, I quite like the coat, why not?
Oh my
it was
God.
Like, well, where's the joy? Where's the joy there? There's actually no happiness in that, because if you could just get everything. I wanted to ask everyone a question. Does anyone in here meditate? And I'm not going to take the piss out of you, I'm genuinely interested. Great. Two? There's more than two, you're just scared. Three, then four, five, six, great, okay. Do you use like an app or is it a Headspace thing? Everyone's nodding, all the six people are nodding. More people than put their hands up are nodding, so that's, just know that. I downloaded Headspace and I didn't use it because I think that was like my first step, was like, well, I'll download it, I've done
we
something.
We must have been talking about getting ourselves an app for since we started.
A long time, a meditation app, not just any app.
we've been talking about for so long and we keep always saying, so maybe we will have this Nirvana moment.
I think it's now. Yeah. It's happening now. I think I'm trying to think of a way that isn't insulting, but I just feel like when people say meditate, I'm like, oh God.
No.
But I, no.
She hasn't slept for a while and she's feeling quite cranky.
I don't want to open my chakras, but I know that that's not what meditation is. It's actually
but
a very modern,
you do
contemporary
open your
thing.
Chakras, it's possible that you'll have a nice time.
Exactly. I think that's the key. I think if we meditate, so when I put some tweet out when I was like having a right bad time in July before the Fringe, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I put some tweets out that was quite unlike me. That was something like, help, or something. And my friend, Phil Wang,
we love Phil Wang.
He's a comedian, he meditates, and he uses Headspace, and he's very cool. So I was like, great, cool person, meditates, I'll meditate. And then obviously the rest is not history.
Shallow.
I'm shallow. Because I think meditation, you have it. Why don't you meditate every day?
Busy.
No, you're not. You're absolutely not. It's because it's got a connotation that is like, all right, Gandhi, like that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, oh great, you meditate.
Well, look at,
and you
like
put crystals on your ass.
Mark Wahlberg's. What did you put up your
ass? Crystals up your ass.
Of course.
Thanks for clarifying.
Mark Wahlberg's routine.
How does he fit all the drugs he does in there?
Yeah.
I don't know if he does them.
Allegedly. I don't even know who Mark Wahlberg is.
Right.
But there was so much meditation in there.
Yeah.
You know, and it does sound...
Two workouts. Constant meditating.
However... We are dismissing it, but maybe, you know,
he's happy. I don't believe any of it.
The thing is that we've got to do a lot of mental gymnastics with the happiness thing. We've got to remove that idea that like somewhere if we just keep going we'll get there.
The point
there.
Of that was you should meditate. That sorry.
We've
that
got to get rid
really
of that
crucial.
Like boring walking and water blah 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 and be like oh
food
boo. Like we obviously those are obviously if we come round and round and round to those every single time it's obviously those things. And so if you are meditating and sleeping and having regular exercise and eating well and having lots of water and being outside all the time and then there feels like something missing and you don't feel good, then you can be
then you can address
things,
it yeah
and
also
know.
Then you'll be able to face the bad stuff that life throws at you a bit easier because like a plant. You've been fed and you've been watered.
Exactly.
Oh, God, plant. Oh, sorry. I killed two more plants recently.
Two more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shall we have a quick dive? And then I want to talk about something... Sad? No, I don't.
Surfing.
Ooh.
Very nice. Ooh. I would imagine any hobby. Any hobby that you love.
Well done, surfing.
Yeah,
lady.
Very good. I'm not going to ask who it is because I'm too scared to know who it is because that is too cool.
It was me. Dogs in slow motion.
That's a good practical tip.
Such Google dog cracker.
There's also dogs underwater as well. They're great. They're like it's really good. Sticking my hat. Okay, let me read the end of this before it's another. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, it is slightly odd, but I'm into it. Sticking my hands deep into a bag of grains.
Oh!
So much texture and sensory simulation. I know what you mean, but I think you have to like set that up or ask before you do that. Like, oh, is that some grain?
Hello, Amelie.
Oh, that is quite kooky. Who was that?
No, I do hear. No, you don't have to show.
Oh, no. Well,
no
king whoever
shaming
you are,
the grain issue.
It's great.
I do that.
It's not kink. And then I have sex with the grain.
I absolutely do that. It feels delicious.
Yeah.
Wearing socks in bed, brackets, just socks.
Well, that's technically that's actually bad for sleeping because of your temperature, but I won't go into that. Because you're nude the rest of your body, so I'm sure it's fine. Having a phone conversation with my best friend, where all we do is make funny sounds to each other and maybe talk about real things. That's lovely. Actually, phone calls are quite terrifying. I find phone calls terrifying, and I've started WhatsApping people when I want to be cheered up. And actually, I'd quite like to go back to phone conversations. But as you said, if you ever called me, I'd freak out and I wouldn't answer.
No, it's nice.
But if I called you like, hey, I'm sad. or like a noise.
I would give it my best go.
You would. You'd try, and
I'd
then you'd hang
try.
Up. You'd make some excuse. Sorry, I've got to put my hand in some grain now.
Bye. Now, we will have to discuss this over this one's. They've written in capital letters, nice boy, on one side. Oh, hello.
That's what makes you happy, being a nice boy.
That's that lovely line.
He's a very nice boy.
That's a cool nickname, right?
Nice boy.
We're now best friends, and that's what you refer to me as.
So oh, great, okay. There we go.
Oh, this is just nice boy. He's brought his aunt and uncle.
He's brought his aunt and uncle.
He's been ruined now, hasn't he? Because we had the same idea. So do you want to read it?
Okay.
Someone's going to get downgraded from the nice boy.
Dick boy.
Your happy thing is that Tessa's new trainers that I watched her put on circa 30 minutes ago.
Oh, yes. She did it in the atrium, what we call it in atrium?
Yeah, while telling Stevie all about it.
And so whooping at intervals.
Yeah.
So I was in the lobby, I saw it happen.
Oh, great, no, please.
I wanted to check it in there, and yeah.
Great.
So
thank
really
you.
Part of the podcast.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, there was no microphone, so we can't hear you, so that's a shame. Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. But
thank you so much.
That's lovely.
Once.
That's long.
I know. Don't shame them already.
What? I was good.
It's got a little dog as well. A drawing.
Oh, a little dog.
Brackets. No. A forget that. Right. Once, brackets, 5 years ago, I saw a car with the registration plate puppies, and my friend and I squealed with delight. And then we drove past the car, and the driver was a cute little old man, and he was so cute, I cried. And it still makes me so happy every time I remember it, picture of a dog.
Yeah. That's so good. It's so lovely. My electric blanket.
Squirrels. Yeah. Squirrels!
That's this such is a so clever. Good. Right, okay.
I want to keep these till the end.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay.
This one just says Heathcliff. That's so bad. And this is so neatly proved. That's the bag of grain.
Oh, sorry, I've been popping them back in. Oh, that's not no. helpful, is it?
No, that's so un-
That's so good. I was going to say, the Heathcliff one's really, I really relate to that because when I feel sad, I've been working my way through the Harry Potters. I've said it so many times. So I put it on Instagram every time I do it as well. I don't know why, I'm sorry. But genuinely, I think they're kind of a nice sort of nostalgia for something that made you feel happy in your childhood. I've mentioned it on the podcast. I don't know if it's already come out or if it's coming out. But my mum's made me and my sister these lovely like recipe book of meals from when we were kids. And whenever we're sad, we make a recipe that when I was little, I just like, you know. And I think so, like finding something like that is a nice thing. Because sometimes nostalgia can be quite sad. Because you're like, oh, the daisy. Oh, I'm old.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have thought about that before I started thinking about my school days. Because they were so long ago. But like having like a nice sort of nostalgic thing that has been a constant all the way through your life, I think is a nice happy thing. I feel like that was really sad.
No,
I've made a sad thing. But
no,
anyway.
No. And I think you're exactly right. And I think something quite big that I wanted to discuss is this idea that when good things do start happening and you do start putting all those fears in place and you do feel yourself like edging toward that, exactly that feeling of you being like, I feel very weird, and then be like, am I happy? Is that what this is? And like, or things do start going well, especially when they have not been going well, and you have what I have termed the ghost complex, which is
interesting.
Yeah, it's my own theorem. It's from the beginning of the film Ghost.
Okay. I see where the name has come from. Yes.
I don't know if anyone's seen it, but
it's fine.
Got Whoopi in it. It's a very good film. But at the beginning, so Patrick Swayze, is it Patrick Swayze?
Yes.
Thank God. He's gonna die. Spoiler. I said those two things the wrong way around.
He has died.
Is he dead now?
Yes.
Bloody hell.
She's talking about in the film, and you've just ruined the film.
If no one, has, if they haven't seen Ghost.
Also, it's quite clear because
it's
called Ghost.
Ghost. So, anyway, Patrick Swayze dies in it. But at the beginning of the film, they've just moved in this new house, and she's so sexy, and she's wearing these dungarees, and they're like painting.
Demi Moore.
Yes. And they're painting things, and they're so happy together, and they're so in love. And he starts talking about how he feels like something's going to go wrong, and then like there's a bit where like a statue smashes out of a window, and like, you know, because you know he's going to die. There are maybe three or four points in the beginning of that film where you think that's the accident, like you think you're about to watch him die, and he keeps talking about how he can't commit to the feeling because he's so worried.
The feeling of happiness.
The feeling of happiness because he's so worried it's going to get taken away.
Oh, I do that all the time. Yeah,
it's called the ghost complex. Thank you.
I have the ghost complex.
Yeah, you don't, and we don't really ever talk about it because when you have got something good happening and someone's like, "Hey, well, that's so good," you're like,
"It'll be over soon."
But I'm about to die in an alley. Like, you know, it's hard to talk about that and also to admit it to yourself that you're like, "Yeah, I have this horrible feeling that something awful is going to happen." And I think it's really, really prevalent and really universal. And we should be more open about saying that it's there. And also accepting that, like, Patrick Swayze did die. Like, he was right about his sense of foreboding. But there was nothing he could have done about it. And so it sort of doesn't help worrying about it or imagining the bad thing happening.
Yes.
There's nothing you can do to stop that thing
happening.
You will die. You will die. No.
But then you'll be a happy ghost. Like, I wasn't that happy.
My point is...
Sorry, I've missed the point, but I do know.
That fear is very there when good things start to happen. It's there for everybody. And trying to, like, not accept your happiness or not live in it or not be present because you're so worried about it ending is such a sort of... You've so tricked yourself out of ever feeling happiness.
That's a very good...
And it's, exactly that. And exactly what you've said.
It's very good. Exactly, yes.
Me
My
again.
Theorem is excellent and it works.
My theorem's so good. Because everything does end. Things come... Happy things,
that's life.
Happy things come to an end. Good relationships end. Holidays end. Things come to an end. And so it doesn't help... Can she bring this back? It doesn't...
You can.
I'm not sure I can, actually. No, like, if we can get ourselves to a place where we're like, yeah, it's okay, it's going to end, but, like, it doesn't mean, doesn't take away how good it was while it was happening.
Living in the moment situation. I think also if you know you're doing that, because I do that all the time, and for years and years and years, I didn't realise I was doing that, and I was the person who was like, oh, great, you've got that thing, and I was like, yeah, but I'm shit. Or it's like, why are you saying that? Or, like, the holiday, the moment I arrive on a, like a holiday, I'm like, oh, it's going to be sad when I say goodbye to this villa.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, it's so sad.
Right?
But now I realise that I do it. It's a constant, like, slightly realigning and going, like, no, remember that this is,
so
this is the
like
moment.
Even, like, getting a toothpaste or something, I'm like...
A toothpaste! Well, I squeeze you the last? That was sad.
One day this will go in the bin. Like, it's all...
I actually bought, I've started buying nice socks rather than just shit socks. This is relevant. And as in, like, socks that actually have a thing, like a stripe. Hopefully I didn't flash myself at you. And the moment I bought them, I was like, well, this is going to be horrible when they all go and they're all odd.
Yeah.
And then I can't wear them anymore. And now I realise that I'm not a real person and I can't even keep socks together.
Yeah.
And like, it was like, they're still in the packet.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't even worn them. Yeah. And they're socks. Buy more. Yeah. Like, you'll go on other holidays, you'll have other things, and it's, you can't like let that go out into like,
oh my god,
it's
my trainers that I kept in the box for so long because they were too nice. Yes. And I was like, I was too sad about when they would get dirty, and then I lived my life, they got dirty.
I had my bloody lemonade.
I had a great time in those trainers and I let them go.
It's like with the winter coat thing as well, all the way through winter you didn't wear your nice winter coat because it was too nice and it wasn't quite the right time until it was summer and then it was too hot.
Yes.
What a sad state of affairs.
Do it, wear the winter coat, otherwise your thing is like, oh, I should never have any, like me being like, I never wear jewellery because it'll all fall off my body, which it does, but it's like, well then,
fine.
Well,
buy more jewellery.
Same point you were when, if you didn't, you know, you being like, no good socks because then I'll have to just return to being shit socks. Well, then the same.
Yeah,
same
you have shit socks before. What's the problem?
You've got shit socks now. Like, yeah. Have a bit of time at the good sock bit.
Yes. Someone was very like that with like, I've got a friend who's very, always thinks about kind of the worst case scenario. And whenever we kind of, we'll do like a project together, she'll be like, yes, but let's not get our hopes up. You're like, I actually quite like the bit where I'm like, this is going to work. Because for that, I don't actually say that in meetings. It's going to work, guys. But no one wants to work with me. I don't know why. Because I think that little bit of happiness I get of knowing that it probably won't come off or there'll be something that will, you know, whatever. That little bit of hope, I think, is worth it. I think it totally is worth it. And I think, yeah, live for those moments. Wear the socks. That's the slogan of the podcast.
Yeah, wear your best socks.
Get your trainers out.
Get your trainers out. Wear your socks.
Should we do a few more things and then let's wrap up because we're going to have to get out of here now, actually. So I've got some stuff on. No, it's the room goes in a few minutes. So.
Yeah.
It disappears.
Yeah.
Actually, let's stay and watch that. Okay. Great. I'm reading Harry Potter at the moment. That's what
I'm like. Do I tell them what day it is tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, yes.
They won't shit themselves.
Watch, you
will. They're grown adults who've come out for the day.
Okay, let's
but like,
watch.
Also, don't do anything about yourself. Freak about. Tomorrow is my birthday. And no! And I have been freaking out about it a bit. And don't
to the
like,
extent where I said, are you doing anything for your birthday? And just like, what? No! What? And then got some water and didn't talk about it ever again.
So,
I guess not.
I don't like birthdays very much, and I have been freaking out about it. But this has been such a lovely thing to do, and I feel much better about it.
You're ready to go into that birthday.
I'm ready to
just
do
a
it.
Birthday.
Just do it. Just a birthday. Just
also,
do
because
it.
The final thing, which is a fact, which science has found, is that getting older makes you happier. As you progress and you get older, you become happier. And I think that's a massive thing because I think most people are like, oh God, but also I'm getting older. You're like, no, that's a positive. When you hit like 30, when you hit 40, when you hit 50, 60, each decade you take more experience,
happier. I'd just been to this 30th birthday party and I was saying like, what a pleasure it was seeing all my friends who we had been through all of our, we'd been known since we were 11 years old. And the difference between us age 20 when we were all quite not in our bodies, like so No. Guys.
Do you mean you weren't looking after yourself? You were stressed, you were anxious, you weren't where you wanted to be.
And now everyone just,
you didn't look healthy.
We didn't look healthy. And everyone just, like, the pictures of us, you know, at people's 20ths look so different to how people look later on. Abandon ship.
No, I agree.
I will.
You've said it terribly, I'd say.
I
say you couldn't have said it worse. But I will also say that I agree with you. I don't. But I agree with what I think you were trying to say. I hope you're trying to say. Which is that when you're 20, you feel like shit. And when you're 30, you feel so much better because you've accrued experiences. And you're 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. You don't know what you're going to be, and you're all quite on edge, and it's quite stressful.
That was sort of, in all the pictures, you could see people being like,
I looked very, very ill at university. I was very pale, and I also dyed my hair weird, and a lot of things. I mean, I have done that now.
18 different shades of pattern.
Yeah, as did you. We both looked like a sort of jumble sale walking around, two ghosts wearing a jumble sale. But I think I didn't know how to look after myself. I didn't know how to live, and I didn't know what to do. So I just sort of crashed around and hoped for the best, and that was often making mistakes. And now, as you get older, and hope it will continue to happen as I get older, that I know now what works and what doesn't.
Yeah,
and I know
now. Everyone just holds themselves with so much more confidence.
Just smashed my microphone. Yeah. It's getting better.
We got it all under control.
I'm fine.
There's a confidence in everybody, and I said that to my dad, and he said, "Oh, when they were all 50, a bunch of they went to the school reunion, and he'd been really not looking forward to it. And he said everyone was just so calm, age 50. He was like, and he used the phrase dick swinging. He was like, there was no
it's like a dreadful party.
As in, like, there was no sort of like, oh, my kids are doing this, and
of
my
course,
kids are doing this.
They were chatting.
Like he said to somebody, like, and they were like, I'm really into golf. And my dad was like, anything else? And he was like, absolutely not.
Oh. That's what you want.
The calm confidence, being like,
chilled
fucking
out.
Love golf.
The confidence. Yeah.
That's my thing, baby.
Go about life with the confidence of a man who just fucking loves golf.
Yeah.
I think that is
exactly.
Or a woman. It's like, that's why grandparents are so just like, give a shit.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you want to conduct your life, or because you know that you're aiming towards that bit that you can just be like, yeah, fine, I don't like that, or I don't like that meal, so I'm just going to say it really loudly in this restaurant. She's happy, but she's happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's the main thing. Yes, let's
do these final happy things. And
final things.
You've been so nice to
thank
us.
You so
thank
much
you
for
so,
coming.
So much.
Breakfast buffet. Oh, God, yeah. Every day.
Oh, I love a breakfast buffet. Bloody hell.
My walk to work through I won't say, oh, no, because you don't hear it. I was going to say, sorry. Anyway. My walk to work through Greenwich Park, I was like, protect our identity! We don't know who it is. So it's fine. After years of shite commuting, that's good as well.
Lazy out. Weekends, smiley face, snorting with laughter.
Oh, God.
The perfectly.
Another one of cats.
Stop throwing these back into my pie.
Sorry, cats.
Stop. The perfectly marmited toast, brackets, with just the right amount of butter.
Oh,
Nigella. That's the Halloween range
yes,
at Lush again?
We've agreed that I've... Sitting next to a dog on the tube, that's my favourite.
Oh.
Illegally taking photos of their dog.
This is fantastic, somebody owning chickens and seeing them run crazily around in my garden.
Oh, I want that!
Who was that?
Yes! Great!
Oh, my goodness.
Can we get eggs as well?
A blue sky. Yes,
and
so it's such a simple thing. Also, everyone gets access to that. What a beautiful thing. This is nice. Going to a podcast with my nephew and niece.
Oh, not this one.
This one. Just any old. No. And
the
then we'll end
next.
On this, which is just so nice. And thank you all so much for coming. This one is listening to your podcast on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
You guys.
Stop it. Why wasn't all of them that? Yeah. So disappointed.
No. Look, I am making merch. It's not here. I'm very, very, I don't know if you've noticed about me, I'm incredibly slow. And but one day we'll have prizes.
One day we'll
sort
have
of
prizes.
Thing. And then
in
when
merch.
People do this sort of stuff, they'll be rewarded.
So now you know how to win.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. And have a lovely rest of your...
Do you want to say where we are?
Oh, yeah, I should probably say all the things, shouldn't I? So I knew there was something I hadn't done. Tweet us at NobodyPanicPod if you have any ideas for future episodes. If you liked it and had a nice time, then tweet it about that you had a nice time.
Go and see loads more things at King's Place London and
you
at
can
the podcast
see,
festival.
If you follow the hashtag London Podfest, you can see stuff that's like coming up and what's happening at the moment. It's great. It's really exciting. There's so much stuff on.
I'm at Tessa Coates and our email is
NobodyPanicPod. No. NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com.
Thank God.
Thank God. I'm at Stevie M. The S is a 5. And have a lovely rest of your week. Be happy, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Oh.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.